This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As the presidential field is narrowing for pro-life voters, pro-life candidates are being sized up more closely. Key among their considerations is whether a candidate is able to beat Democrats Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Interestingly enough, when Ted Cruz said he was better suited for that than Donald Trump, media pundits began lauding Trump for his subtle praise of Planned Parenthood. And another candidate is taking heat for acting to defund Planned Parenthood. Ohio Governor John Kasich and CNN's Wolf Blitzer played cat and mouse with comments that Kasich was pandering to the most conservative wing of the GOP in signing that recent bill to defund Planned Parenthood in Ohio. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture at healingtheculture.com. You'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. The Michigan shootings over last weekend almost took the life of Abigail Kopp. Those concerned that medical treatment often hastens death were troubled that after being shot, doctors began care by preparing her mother for the worst, that Abigail could be declared brain dead and organs donated. Mom stopped everything to get a response from Abigail in a big thumbs up. Some pro-life advocates say that too often expensive treatment is trumped by the demand for organs for transplant. Abigail remains in critical condition. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.